G'day, Reece Dan here. Welcome to episode 80 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is titled 3.2K Webbing Run Tips. All right, I got one main tip. And the reason I decided to quickly do this episode, what I mean by quickly is, you know, I spoke to somebody yesterday who's got SFET coming up this week for Australian Special Forces, the entry test. And then on the entry test, you have to do a 3.2K webbing run with your rifle with boots and everything, and then you do that, you pass the entry test, and you go on to selection, and you need to do it again on selection. Now, I want to quickly get this episode out because I know other guys are going to be in this boat, and especially if you got SFET coming up this week and you are on the cusp of just passing or just failing the 3.2K run, which you have 16 minutes to do, which means you have to average 5 minute kilometers, and that's pretty quick, right? When you've got 8 or 9 kilos of webbing, you've got your rifle, which is sort of 3.5-4 kilos, and then you're doing it in boots as well. And the reason it's so hard, not so much because of the weight, boots obviously make it tougher, but when you've got your weapon, you're carrying it by the trail, it really changes your running gait. If you didn't have to carry a weapon and it was just the weight and just the boots, it wouldn't be too bad. But because you're running with it beside you at the trail, it changes your running gait, and it's a really hard run. Even if you're a good runner, you have your ass hanging out. And when I spoke to this person yesterday, he was sort of on the cusp of that 16 minute time, and his idea for SFET was to go a bit harder at the start, you know, go a bit harder for say 1.5 kilometers, and then you know, ease off and then try and make the time. And I said to him, that's absolutely the wrong way to go. All right, especially if you are struggling already and you're around that 16 minute mark, if you take off too quickly, you will go past your lactic acid threshold. And in something like a 3.2K webbing run with your rifle, if you push above and beyond that lactic acid threshold for too long, you will die in the ass. Okay, you'll be oxygen depleted and you won't be able to recover, and your pace will be way too slow because your body is going to have to slow down. Your pace after that, once you reach your critical point, your pace is going to be too slow and you won't make it. All right, so the biggest thing I've found and one of the biggest tips I give is you want to know that pace, you want to know your kilometer time, and then you want to take off at the start around that time, or even a little bit less, all right, because everybody else is going to take off fast because you rocked up to the entry test. You've been probably thinking about Special Forces for a long time. There's a lot of nervous energy. Dudes want to perform, right? And they see the selection staff, all these SF operators there, and they want to perform. And as soon as that whistle or the gun or the dude says go, guys sprint off and the whole pack sprints off, and they are going way faster than they probably do in training. Unless you're a really good runner and you're going to do your pace anyway and you're probably out the front, no problem. But the whole pack taking off, that's a critical mistake because those guys are going to hit their lactic acid threshold. They're going to go over it for too long and then they're going to die in the ass and they're burn out or they're going to burn out and everyone's going to pass them. So my advice, especially, all right, if you're a really good runner, you don't worry about time, go for it. But I've actually had guys, I've known guys who are super, super great at running and usually kill the 3.2, still go too fast and burn out and end up failing. But that's up to you. If you're a great runner, go for it. You probably know your pace anyway. But especially if you're a dude who's not great at running, you're on that 16-minute cutoff mark, which is what you need to do to pass, you can't get caught up in everybody else. You can't get caught up in everyone surging off too quickly at the start because they're going to take off at probably a 4-minute, 4:20 pace. And if that's you and your pace is sort of 5 minutes, you're going to burn out, you're going to die in the ass, and you are going to fail it miserably, right? So when you take off, be aware that everyone's going to surge and you just need to know your pace, right? So you're going to be at the back, but if you start off around that 5 minute pace, all right, or even just over, then you're going to have some gas in the tank that last 800 meters. So really, you want to try and keep around that 5 minute pace, 5:10 pace, until about the 2.4 kilometer mark. And then you got to think that last 800 meters is for your fucking SF career. If you're struggling and you got to go super hard that last 800, particularly the last 400, and it's going to feel like you're fucking dying and your lungs are going to be on fire and you're probably going to feel sick from all the lactic acid sitting in your guts. You've got to think that that's for your SF career, all right, which is what I had to do. And hopefully you're going to get over the line. All right. That is the best strategy for that 3.2. All right. If you're on that cutoff mark, if you have a strategy of I'm going to go harder at the start, you will fucking not make it. I guarantee you'll burn in the ass. And then you're, once you have to slow down, your pace is going to be 6 minutes, 6.5 minute kilometers, and you're not going to pass. All right. So be very mindful of that. And if you are struggling with running, you're around that 16 minutes, you have to follow this advice, okay? Especially if you're doing SFET this week, all right? So start off slower, right? Start off at your pace. Don't get caught up in the surge and all that nervous energy at the start, all right? Because that's not you, all right? And you're going to die in the ass and you're going to fail. The other things you want to do is try and remain as calm as possible. And people always say that, I'm going to remain calm, I'm going to try and remain calm. How do you do that? One, you got to breathe for it, okay? You got to have that controlled, deep, controlled breathing, whether it's the combat breathing or the box breathing, whatever you want to call it, whether it's the two inhales, one exhale breathing method that Andrew Huberman talks about, whether that's just some big, deep breaths and you're concentrating on that breath or the awareness of breath to try and stay in the moment, calm down, you've got to breathe for it, all right? Because when you're nervous, when you're worried, when you're scared about something, and that'll happen on SFET, you start to breathe shallow, and then you, but internally you're working harder, right? So your body is going to be oxygen depleted, or you haven't got that right balance between oxygen and CO2, and then when you start the race, your legs are going to feel heavy and you're already going to be behind the eight ball, all right? So you got to breathe for it, really concentrate on that deep rhythmic breathing to get that oxygen CO2 balance and be primed to start your exercise. The other thing is to remain in the moment, okay? And there's plenty of ways to do that. One of them is tense and release muscle exercises or anything you do to keep you in the moment, all right? Because fear is generally future-based. You're worried about the 3.2. You're worried about failing. You're worried about not getting an SF. What can you do right now? Muscle tension and release exercises is a good one. The other one is your five senses, okay? What's going on around you? What are you hearing? What are you seeing? What are you smelling? What are you feeling? That's a good way to keep you in the moment. But all this shit you should have practiced way before now if you're doing SFIT this week. If you haven't done any of that, two things. One, go through your breathing routine. Make sure you're filling your body full of oxygen before that start whistle goes. And then when that start whistle does go, do not get caught up with the fucking pack, right? And taking off because you'll burn in the ass. Know your time. Know that 5 minute kilometer pace. Stick with that around that for sort of 2.5 kilometers. And then the last 800 meters is for your fucking SF career. Okay, so hope you got something out of this episode, especially if you're doing SFET this week. Good luck. If you need any other help, any other tips, make sure you hit me up. Via email is best. Reese, which is R-H-Y-S, reeseatoperatoredge.com. And I can chuck you some advice or some encouragement via email, especially if you're going for SFET this week. And if you're going for selection, make sure you check out operatoredge.com/selection, a number of different free resources there. Or you can also email me, reeseatoperatoredge.com, for any advice, and I'll try and help you out there. But that's it for this episode. Hope you got something out of it. I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.